This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Andrew Barry saying some words today in Berea. I thought everybody tried to do something today. I don't know the messages lined up. Like, I got the sense from Jimmy Haslam that, you know, 5 wins, 8 wins in 2 years is not enough.
Yeah.
And then Kevin kind of went to the process over results kind of side of things. So I respect them for trying. I really do. I want to say that because I've said some things that are pretty pointed and critical of them. But, like, I don't know. It's a little tough for me. Again, fired Kevin Stefanski 3 times. Mm-hmm. I am not above this. I am in this mess with all of you. We're going to hear from more of you. I'm sure several of you agreed with what happened today, even if some of you don't. All of these are fair takes. I thought one of the things I thought frustrating over the weekend is everybody painted this like it was black and white and it was so easy. It's like, no, it's a bleep show. Where you are is not a good spot. You could go 100 different directions and none of them could work, and all of them could work to some degree. This isn't a clear and concise, pretty picture that you can paint. It's not. I think it's easier to point to guys getting fired and everybody getting fired. But I just think, like, I do think there's a little bit of talking out of both sides of your mouth when firing Kevin Stefanski to say this was a period of transition. Point to what the quarterback room was this year and then be like, but, you know, process, results, neither of them really worked out.
Well, yeah, so if you're going to call it a transition, that would basically make it seem as if for the last couple of years you were trying to lose games. You weren't really trying to win games. And if that was the goal, then you'd say Stefanski accomplished that goal.
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. There's a cross here that doesn't exactly fit together. But even, like, there's all sorts of different moments today where it didn't seem like they were aligned. Haslam at one point talked about how Jim Schwartz has got to be here next year and he's got to be the guy. And then Andrew Berry's like, well, it's up to the new head coach.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many parts of this organization that seems like, for all the thought partnership and all the alignment that they go for, it often seems like they don't really know what the hell's going on between the alignment.
Yeah, I think individually, Haslam and Barry tried to do what they thought was best. And on some level, I appreciate Jimmy's blunt forced honesty, even if I do not agree with half of what he said.
Yeah.
I at least respect that.
And at least Andrew Barry, too. He came out and he was like, I own it. I own what's happened the last 2 years.
That's the frustration. You don't own it.
You got
a promotion out of this.
He did within reason, right? We can't ask him to go up to the podium and fire himself. That's never going to happen.
Have you heard of Harry Carey?
Is he going to turn?
Or Hari Kari? I'm not talking about a moon full of cheese or anything like
Wait,
that.
Wait, now I'm confused. Are we talking about baseball announcers, or are we talking about Asian practices of trying to...
If you had your own sword, would you fall on it?
That was ridiculous. Even by your standards, ridiculous.
Thank you.
But I don't know. It's so tough. And now Harry Carey's got me completely distracted. It's got me thrown off. No, but Andrew Barry can't fire himself. He's not going to do that. He's not going to go up to the podium and be like, no, I refuse to be the right-hand guy that Haslam has now made me and appointed me.
But he could have. I'm just saying.
No, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't.
Think of the respect.
That would be so
dumb. Think of the legend basis.
No.
If Andrew Berry's like.
That's not how this works.
No, if you were really a thought partner, you would have thought partnered yourself into a new zip code.
Listen, if we all of a sudden have bad ratings, we have good ratings right now, great ratings right now. Now
the, best ratings. The best Many ratings. Many people are saying the best ratings.
If we had bad ratings, though, you're not going to be like, you know what, guys? I'm going to take myself off this show. It's for the good of the show. I'm going to step away and go. I'll find a job in Milwaukee. We're fine.
Okay, but I also wouldn't.
Let's do that. No, you're not going to do that. That's stupid.
I wouldn't also come out and tout the success we've had while saying, "Friends for life." Even though I stood fired,
the friends for life thing was dumb.
Even if I stood by as again, I don't think Andrew. Just in full transparency, I don't necessarily believe it was Andrew Berry's full decision to fire Kevin.
By the way, I think Andrew Berry believes they're friends for life. I don't think it's caught up to him that people don't like to be fired and bus tossed the way that this went down. I don't think Andrew Berry seems like such a kind and gentle soul, even though he's obviously the architect of all this, that I feel like he's not even aware that Kevin does not really like him.
And I'm going to let him have that.
Just a complete lack of awareness of that.
It's a period of transition, and you got...
He thinks Kevin's like the uncle to his kids now. It's weird.
I think it was more the way he presented it. I respect the attempt. It just kind of fell flat.
Can we still play with Kevin? Yeah, okay. What a goober.
If you want to move to New York with him, sure. I do want to get to some calls on this. But, again, the message is, I don't think they landed the plane. I think they tried. I don't think we have the kind of clarity you usually get when somebody gets fired, because I think they maybe were just too ambitious with what they tried to do with their messaging today, and the fact that they weren't on the same page on several things doesn't help this. But the temerity, the unmitigated gall of Jimmy Haslam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Take umbrage today. I was cooking eggs for Vanessa this morning, sipping on some iced coffee. It had sugar in it. Don't judge me, I'm fat. But I'm sitting there scrambling some eggs, and I hear Jimmy Haslam being asked about if there were fractures in the relationship of Berry and Stefanski leading up to Kevin Stefanski getting fired. And you get to hear a man who will not abide that kind of questioning.
Some of you said this is a dysfunctional building. I take huge exception to that. They talk all the time. Their offices are basically next door to each other. Is there tension in the building? Of course. This is a hard business, and there's lots of stuff going on. But the two of them work together extremely well.
But obviously they didn't, as evidenced by one just being fired.
And the fact they won 8 games in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like
I get him taking umbrage or whatever the hell he said with the whole idea.
He had political hands.
I talk with my hands a lot, so I can't even be that guy.
He went kung fu fighting halfway through that answer.
Yeah, it's not successful. No part of it's successful. You can't even try to claim that this is successful. From that perspective, you were just being a blowhard in the moment, is all that was.
Hey, you can say a lot of things about this organization, but we are not dysfunctional. I did just fire Kevin Stefanski. Okay.
And the prevailing thought now is that you didn't fire enough people. In a year where you fired Stefanski and DePodesta, you didn't fire enough people.
By the way, if you're really about thought partnering, and let's all get on the same page, telling people that how they think when they see apparent dysfunction, a little Mussolini for me. A little dictator for me. Although I was trying to think of a dictator that maybe somebody wouldn't take complete umbrage with.
Mussolini?
There are certain no-fly lists, all right? There are certain guys.
Yeah, you and Volnik already covered all those people.
Eastern European fellas. I feel like Mussolini's kind of the safe haven of...
Safe?
You're acting a little dictatory without putting an unforgivable name on it.
You think Mussolini and you think safe?
It's safer than the other guy.
Yeah, everyone in history is safer than the other guy.
Pol Pot? Am I going to go Pol Pot? That's not going to shine well on me.
No, well, you can't even go Napoleon or else people just think you're making short jokes.
And then you've
exhausted them with Dylan Gabriel too many this year.
No, I have not. I will get all my short kings in a row there. He's literally a short king.
Yeah, I got it.
Levels. 216. We're thought partnering here. 216-474-0092. Anytime we just get to a dead end in a conversation.
Yeah.
I think we already do. Hey, we're having fun here. I think we're thought partnering here. I think we got to throw it into the mix, right? Throw a little flavor on there, Guy Fieri.
Sorry, I'm just reading all the problems that Mussolini caused in his life.
I didn't say he was great.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Name me the friendly dictator that I can mention.
I don't know. I'll come up with one.
All right, Mike in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
It would be Julius Caesar.
Oh, damn, Mike. Where were you 3 minutes ago? We could have avoided all of this.
You just let me on.
That's fair.
He was actually sitting there 3 minutes ago like, it's Caesar. Say Caesar.
You idiot. It's Caesar.
He said about a dictator. And I said Julius Caesar. So what do you want from me?
I think you've given me everything I want.
So when you were talking about Napoleon and, all right, he was too small. He couldn't even get on his horse. But let's not go into history because I don't have time for that.
That's fair. Neither do we. What do you got on Stefanski's firing?
All right. So I just want to talk to you boys. I love you guys. You know that I do.
Mm.
With all that is going on today and me being the person that I am, a Cleveland lover, I would say Jim Schwartz, head coach. I want John Gannon, defensive coordinator.
Okay.
And
Jai Walker is the OC.
He can do special teams. But you have to understand, I grew up two doors away from him, and he's younger than me. So I taught this kid a lot of stuff. Okay? We're Ignatius boys. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here. You were close.
You were close.
They got awareness by you.
I'm barely here.
Good awareness to understand.
And I want Tommy Reese. No, my mom and his mom walk together.
All right, Mike. I love you, buddy.
There's a lot of people in Mike's life that just hang up on him, by the way.
Julius Caesar.
they hang up on him. He's got every phone call he has in life, he's got to be like, you still there?
You got the drop on me.
Are you still there?
You got the drop on me with Mussolini. I appreciate that. I think that's where it ended. 216-474-0092. We are reacting to the Browns firing Kevin Stefanski. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? But 216-474-0092. Was Kevin Stefanski the fall guy? Mark, Todd, JJ, other Mike. I don't mean that other. I'm not trying to other you, Mike. I'm just saying.
Todd's call says coaching candidates. I thought it said coaching Canadians. I said we're going in a different direction here.
Do we have to jump right to...
That's kind of how people have been doing this in a weird way today. They haven't had any reaction. It's instantly. And by the way, weird shock of today. Didn't see the support for Jim Schwartz coming the way that it has.
I don't hate it. I don't know he's my guy.
I did not see it coming as ferociously as it has. Everyone is putting up in their top categories Jim Schwartz.
216-474-0092. Was Kevin Stefanski the fall guy? And I think this is where we're going. Should the Browns have just cleaned house? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.